Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra daf kufchaf beis abed aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of kufchaf aleph of a beis, Gemara has a shaila. Boy luhu, Eretz Yisrael shvatim iflig? Was Eretz Yisrael split up to shvatim? Idim lekarkiv gavri iflig was split up to feed the people. And the Rashbam is mazbir. What's the Gemara's suffix? The Rashbam explains the suffix is did we give each shevet equal chalik. Everyone, every shevet, no matter how many people were in the shevet, got an equal chalik. It was split up into 12 equal chalakim. Idum lekarkiv gavri iflig, it was split up to feed the amount of people that we had, as many people that were in the shevet. That's how big chalik the shevet had. The shevet that had more people, shevet Yehuda that had more people, got a bigger chalik. Or shevet that had a smaller amount of people, got a smaller chalik. That's how Rashbam learns the Gemara's suffix. And the Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara brings a raya first from a pasuk, toshaba. Bein Rav Lema'at. And the Rashbam explains that whether you got a big chedek or a small chedek, if you were from a shevet that had less people, you got a bigger chedek. If you came from a shevet with more people, you got a smaller chedek. Because every shevet, no matter how many people were in it, got the same amount of karka. And then the Gemara brings another raya, v'oytadya from a b'raisa, that's a vor, for the Lashon HaBraisa, that they split up equally, they gave each shevet equal chedek. There's a Rashi, Al-Tayr, it's Rashi really in two places. Rashi in Vayechi, when Yaakov was speaking to Yosef in Perak Bebuches, and Yaakov told Yosef that I'm going to give you a fry b'dash kruv v'shibet yoli, and I'll shave, and he says, any other children, I'll shave achayim yikrov b'nachalosa. And Rashi over there asks, Rashi Pasuk Vav asks, v'avu b'shadecha kal oritz abidi gogoloysa. Asks Rashi, where does it come in, whether or not Ephraim and Manasseh too, and the other brothers that are born are going to be Mikra, Shem, Ephraim, and Manasseh. There's nothing to do. The Nachla went, every single person, either by any single person that was Yetzim Mitzrayim or by Yaretz, they got a Chalik. Nothing to do with which Shevet, how big the Shevet is. And it says Rashi, how do I know? But it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Parashas Pilchos, so Rab Tabu Nachlosi, that's V'chol Ish V'ish, not the Shavu Chutz Ben Abachayrib. It says the Rab Tabu Nachlosi, if you have a bigger Shevet, it gets more. So says Rashi, they were called Shvatim, and we have added in parentheses in our Rashi that what's it, a Geya, Hatol Girl Aritz, a Bidin Shevet Sash Shvatim. The Nasi, the whole Shevet, Shevet, Golem, and Salazar, there's a few Dafkabinas. First of all, they made a separate Girl for each Shevet, and that there's a separate Nasi for that has a Nasi that should have a separate Shevet. There wasn't only one Nasi for Shevet Yosef, there's two, one for Ephraim, one for Manasseh, and that there was a separate Degel, that's where it's the Geya, that there were Keruvin and Cheshimet, that Ephraim and Manasseh were double. But like Gabi the Nachlan Eretz Yisrael says Rashi, there's no difference. The Rab Tabar Nachlosa, no matter how many, goes by how many people you have in your Shevet, that's how many Chalakim he gets. It doesn't make a difference if we count Yosef as one Shevet or two Shvatim, they're going to get the same amount of Nachlan. And Rashi repeats himself, Rashi in Parashas Pinchas, over there in that Pasuk, in Perek Chavav, over there in that Pasuk, a Pasuk Nundalid, on the Pasuk, the Rab Tabar Nachlosi, Rashi repeats himself, Rashi says, L'shevich, ayyem beruba ba'ochlesin, nosu chelik rav, alf mishal yachalokin shavin, shriya kolofi ribe ha'shevich, cholku ha'chalokim, that they were mechalik to chalokim, al pita ribe ha'shevich, no matter how, as many, as big as the shevich was, that's how big of a chelik they got. And the Ramban, both the Ramban and Bayechi over there, he strongly disagrees with Rashi. He says that the whole Pshat and Rashi over there, he says that it can't be what Rashi's saying. It can't be what Rashi's saying that we're not talking about Nachla. He says it's clear in the Pasuk, Yikaru ben Achalosam. It's first in the Pasuk over there that the Nisa over there, what Yaakov was giving to, it was the Geif HaNachla. How could Rashi come along and say that? It's not the Geif HaNachla. He's very strongly argues with Rashi, and therefore he says it's Bukhrach from here that Behech Nalik what Rashi is saying, that every Shevet got an equal Chalik, and he says that's the Maskana of the Gemara over here that we just finished saying over. The Gemara Daf Kufcha Beis Abad Alf, Baba Basra, is before the Maskana that L'Shvatim Iflig, and if it's L'Shvatim Iflig, so then it's Bukhrach that they got equal Chalak, and Nalik had the Rashi over here, Al-Tayr is saying. And therefore, and he says it's before, and it's Bukhrach like this in the Pesukim. And the Emes, if you look at the Kovitch Yurim on our sugya by us in Ois Shin Ayin, he asks on the Gemara by us, what was the Gemara Suffolk? How can the Gemara have two Tzadim, Shvatim Iflig, or the Dumel Karkov Gavri Iflig? How can the Gemara have a Tzad, the Karkov Gavri Iflig? L'chor the Rabban has a clear right from this Psukkim of Eir, this Psukkim of Ephraim and Menashe, Keruv Meshim and Limali, and the Rabban holds it's Poshit that the Psukkim mean that it's talking about the Gavri Nachlo, so it's before Ishtay, it was a Shvatim Iflig, that if Ephraim and Menashe were two Shvatim, they got double the amount. Not that we gave each person an equal chelik. So if you look in the Rabban, the Hemshech Lashoni, the Rabban speaks out. He's coming to argue on Rashi over here. He says that that's the Pshat and the Psukim over here, that's Poshet, that over here the Psukim are talking about Nachalo. The Rabban comes along and he says that even on the Tzad of the Gemara, Dilmel, Kafir, Gavri, Iflig, that you can have to say a big Chiddush, that they got double. That we made a cheshbon in Lefi Karkif Gavri, how much each Shevet should get. Yehuda got a lot. And how much should Menashe and Ephraim get Lefi Karkif Gavri, how many people they had. And they took a double of that. Has to be, says the Ramban, has to be that that Shevet Yosef and Ephraim got double. It can't just be that, like Rashi's saying, it's a Gavri that they're called Shvatim. And therefore, says the Ramban, that we can't learn like Rashi over here, even if we're going to learn the Karkif Gavri Iflig, like Rashi Dabzon. We're going to have to say a different pshat. We're going to have to say a chiddush to say that Ephraim and Menashe, they just got double. Even though it's a karkav gavri, if since they have a did like two shvat and they got double. So that would be a yishuv, even though the rabbanu is a strong rai for the psukim, the rabbanu is a tchiyah, how to learn the psukim if it's a karkav gavri, if that would be a dichoy to the kevich shurim's kash on our sugya. So we look at the Mizrahi and the Gor Aryeh, both in Vayechi and in Parshas Pinchas also, where the Ramban also strongly argues on Rashi, he brings the Sefri that learns a different pshat of the pasuk around Tavod Achlosa. It's coming to say the din of Yetzir Mitzrayim with Boya Aretz. It's not coming to say the halacha about Rashi, saying that a shevet that's bigger gets more. And the Ramban over there strongly argues on Rashi. So the Mizrahi, both in the Gor Aryeh, both very long, both in Vayechi and both in Parshas Pinchas, and they say that Rashi learned a different pshat in our Gemara. Rashi didn't learn the Gemara like the Rashbam learned. Like the Ramban learned that, the Ramban al Torah seemed to learn it in the Sugya. He learned differently. He learned that it's Poshet, there's no Tzad, it's Poshet that you went with the Karkav Gavri. It's Poshet that they have made, how big the shape it was, that's how many Chalakim it got. They didn't give equal Shvat, equal Chalakim. The Safek of the Gemara is whether or not, did they make a Geirul for every Shevet by itself? Or they made a Geirul for each person? No Shvatim, every person, they made a Geirul for him. You get this and this Chalik. Something was, where was the girl? Was the girl made dafka for Shvatim, or was done for every single person? That's how the Mizrahi and the Gor Aryeh learn. Ayin the Mizrahi is a tzad that maybe Rashi doesn't go with Ar Gemara. Maybe Rashi's being mefarish of Pshutei Shalmikra, not like Ar Gemara. But Gabbadim, he says this mahalach, that this is possibly how Rashi learned Ar Gemara, and that's how the Gor Aryeh, the Maral, over there, Al-Tayr, this is how they learn up a Das Rashi. The Emes, they were mechavin, to Shitas Haravid, the Ravid and Daf Kufiot Zayin. He also says very strongly that not like the Rashbam, not like the Ramban. He says the Pshutei Shalmikra, the Rav Tarbu Nachlosai, Mashba like Pirush Rashi. He doesn't bring Rashi al Torah. It's Mashba like how Rashi al Torah learned that the bigger the shevet is, the more he got. It's not the Gemara Suffolk over here. He says the Suffolk of the Gemara over here is, was there a Geirul only between each shevet, or there was a Geirul also between each person? Was the Geirul only to split up the Shvatim, or there was a Geirul in between each person by himself also? That is the Suffolk of the Gemara. And he proves, he says it can't be that each Sheva got an equal Chelik. He says, because it's the whole story of Zakas Bnei Yosef, the Bnei Yosef, they cried, Shevet Bedashe, that they didn't have enough room, they had too many people, they didn't have enough room. And he said, what were they crying about? If each Sheva got equal Chalakim, so they got equal chelik like everyone else. Yehuda had much smaller than them. Yehuda had much more people than them. So what was there? What were they coming with tainus to Yeshua? They don't have enough room. However, Yehuda dealt with it. They'll deal with it. Every shevet, they weren't the biggest shevet. Every shevet got an equal chelik. What is it? How could they come with tainus? What were they coming to cry about? Elamai says the Ravid, it must be that every shevet got enough room for its shevet. And Bnei Menashe had a special problem since they had so many children, so many tefillin that didn't get chalakim. The Gemara Chazus before, that's why they had a special problem. Every other Shevet didn't have any problem, because they got a Shevet, every Shevet got a Chelik, a fee, how many people they had. They had a special problem, because they had a lot of people, a lot of Tefillin, that didn't get Chalakim, like Gemara Chazus before. But if every single Shevet got an equal Chelik, there's nothing for them to go cry about, especially, they didn't have more than every other Shevet, and therefore says, derived from that, it's Bukhrach, that every Shevet got an equal Chelik. Ayin Shom is Meirich, to say that's Dafko, Gabi the Chalakim, Gabi the, how many Orim they had to give to the Levim. He's done exactly how they worked it out. And he says over there that they gave it the fee how many Orim they got. Not every single Sheva got equal amounts of cities. There's a lot, some Sheva could be, got a lot of fields, got a lot of other things, got a lot of mountains. The amount of cities, that's how they cheshved how many to give to Levium. How a Sheva that got more cities, they had to give more Orim to the Levium. The Rabbi asked a kasha on this. How could it be that the Gemara Suffolk, that there was no geyrel in between each people, and the Gemara's maskana is like that, the tafkul shvatim iflig, he asks that the Gemara later on the Amid, at the end of the Amid, the Gemara says that Tana ach begeyrel yot Yeshua v'kalev, that Yeshua v'kalev my hilchasad loy shakel klav, and the Gemara comes out, what's in the gay? It's the gay that it didn't take el shle not to begeyrel. Asked the Rav, no one took with a geyrel. They split up the shvatim, no personal person took with a geyrel. So the Rav says, it can be madchik, I have to be madchik, that what it means is that since the whole point of the geyrel was that it shouldn't be a machloikis, and that's why they had the geyrel, so therefore there would be having that since Yeshua v'kalev got special halakim, they would have had to do it idea geyrel. And that's what's saying, no, that they didn't take idea geyrel. Ayin shom. Look at the Gor Aryeh, the Gor Aryeh is another kash on this mahalach, he says, how could it be that the shvatim didn't get equal halakim? We're saying that the shvatim didn't get equal halakim, not like the Rashbam. So what does it mean? The Gemara later on over here, and the Gemara and the Amid over here brings Psukim and Yecheskel ben Anasi, which is the Melech HaMashiach, he got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And you look at the Rambam in Melachim, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tal Halacha Ches, he says the Melech HaMashiach got one, they split up Eretz Yisrael he got a 1/13 of Eretz Yisrael. He got an equal chelik of 1/13 of Eretz Yisrael. Asks the Maral, that's very good if they split it up into 12 equal chalakim for the Shvatim, so they split up the 13 and the Melech HaMashiach got the 13th chelik. But if we're saying that every chelik took lefi the people, so what does it mean that a nasi got a chelik? So he's one person, he got one chelik, like everyone else in Klal Yisrael. So he said, "Sar chleima, you have to say, you have to be madchik, that you split it up equally, we split it up equally in between all the, we split up into 13 equal chalakim. The nasi took one, and then we took the 12 chalakim that were left over, and then we divided them equally, the fee, how many people each sheva got, one took more, one took less. But we started off originally with 13 equal halakim to be able to give the Melech HaMashiach 1/13. Now the Rabbi goes ahead and he asks the Ramban's kasha, the Ramban Alter's kasha, that what went on with Ephraim and Menashe? He asks this on himself. This is the kasha. If we assume not like this tzad, this was Rabbi Chanan's kasha, Rabbi Shurim's kasha, how can we have a tzad not the Shvatim Iflig, not to say that they got equally? So what if they get Lefi Karkav Gavri? Ask the Rivet, how can I come along and say that they got Lefi Karkav Gavri? Then what was the whole bracha of Ephraim and Menashe, Kruv, Mishim, and Yuli? The Rivet says two Mahalachim. He says one Mahalach is that maybe Yaakov didn't know. Yaakov didn't know how they were going to be Mechalach Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Emes maybe thought that they were going to be Mechalach at Lefi Deshvatim. And that's why he gave it, he said Ephraim and Menashe, Kruv, Mishim, and Yuli. Or says the Rivet, similar to like what we have added in Rashi, the Inachanami, that it was a gift to have Shnei Nesiim, Lud Golim, Shnei Garolis, Shnei Tchumin, that they got the Nachla in two separate places. That says the Rabbi, there are other Nafkaminas like we have in the parentheses at the end of our Rashi Vayechi, that there are other Nafkaminas in Inachanami, we're not discussing Nachla, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says it has to be, we're talking about Nachla. The Rabbi says not like that, like Rashi, that it could be talking about, they get to other things that they should have a din of two Shvatim. The Rabbi just explains that if they split it up into not equal chalakim, how do you make the geirul? How did it work with the whole geirul and everything? If Shevet Yehuda needs a bigger chalik, then how do you make a geirul between the different chalakim? So the Rabbi explains that they didn't make a geirul. They made a geirul just where your tchum starts. Your tchum starts over here. And then, from there, says the Rabbi, you went and you measured how much you need. Shevet Yehuda got it, was the geirul this tchum. They went and they measured from there how much they needed. That's how the geirul worked. And Shom is Meirich over there, the Rabbi and Shidu Bukabetz is the Kuf Yud Zayin. Now, the Maisa, if you look in the Rabbi in Er Gemara, Rabbi also brought down the Shita on the Kuf Chaf Beis, the Rabbi over there, he says that he already spoke about this, but he's Chayzer, he's negative Pasuk, he brings a Pasuk, the Pasuk says, V'nachaltem ha'oretz b'geirul ha'mishpachaysam, that there's going to be a geirul ha'mishpachaysam also. It's beforeish, there wasn't only a geirul for the Shvatim, it's beforeish a pasuk, that there was a geirul between the people also. And therefore says the Ravid, we can't learn my pshat. The Gemara, first of all, can't have a suffix, and the Gemara, ma'iskona, the way his pshat was going, remains like that, that the geirul was only between the Shvatim. It's beforeish a pasuk, there was a geirul for the mishpachas also, not only in the Shvatim. And therefore says the Rabbi, we're going to have to learn like the Rashbam. We're forced to learn like the Rashbam that the suffix of the Gemara is whether or not they split it equally or not. But the Rabbi goes on to say that he can't learn this way. Like he said before, he says he doesn't understand what could have been the taina of B'nai Menashe. What was the Zakat B'nai Yosef? What were they crying about? If every Shevet got an equal chelik, everyone got the same amount. What do they want? What do they want more than any other Shevet? Why all of a sudden did they feel that they had less room than everyone else? And therefore says the Rabbi that we have to learn not like the Rashbam, similar to how we learned before with a little difference. You have to learn that in a Chanami there was a girl both between all the Shvatim, and there was a girl between every person. So it was different. The Gemara's topic is that it says that there was a girl with Urim V'tumim, that special Indian of Urim V'tumim, was that also in between every Shevet and Shevet, or that was only between the Shvatim? But in each Shevet itself, all they had is a girl. The Urim V'tumim was only to be Mechalik one Shevet from the other Shevet. But within the Shevet, Ein HaChanami says the Raivet, it's before that there was a girl, but maybe the Gemara has a suffix, maybe there was no Urim V'tumim. And on that, the Gemara brings a raya, because it says in the pasuk, "Bein Rav Labat." The beginning of the pasuk is "Al Pi HaGoyel T'Cholak Arutz Bein Rav Labat." Bein Rav Labat, which is referring to the Shvatim, one shevet to the other shevet. Then there's a din of Al Pi HaGoyel, and but it says Al Pi HaGoyel. The Gemara later on before Al Pi HaGoyel is that's the Urim V'tumim. Al Pi, that's Urim V'tumim. So that's the Gemara's raya that the Urim V'tumim is only Nemar. So born in the pasuk was only bein rav lamat between the two shvatim, but within the shevet itself, even though there was a geirol, there was no urim v'tumim. And the Gemara brings another brisa that the chaluka of geirol, of the special chaluka of urim v'tumim, that was only between one shevet from the other shevet, even though there was a geirol within the shevet itself. So it comes out that we have three pshatim in the Gemara. We have the pshat from the Rashbam, that the suffix of the Gemara is whether or not each Shevet took an equal chalek, or the Karak of Gavi Iflig, and each Shevet took lefi how many people it had, and the Gemara's maskot is that each one took an equal chalek. And we have the pshat that the Ravid said at Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, which the Mizrahi and the Maral and Gor Aryeh go to maskot like this, that the Gemara's suffix is, was there a geirol b'chlal in between each Shevet within itself, or there was a separate geirol for every person? There wasn't a geirul b'chlal, there was a geirul with each person separately. And that, the Gemara's pshitas is that there was no geirul. The geirul was only between shevet and shevet. And then we have the third pshat we said over there from the Ravid, that pashit, that there was a geirul between each the shvatim and bein within the shevet itself. So the Gemara's topic was the special milo, this special idiot of Urim V'tumim that we have in the geirul of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, was that tapka Beit Shevet to Shevet, or is also within the Shvatim themselves? So the Gemara's pshitus is that no, it was only Beit Shevet to Shevet within each Shevet itself. Eid HaChanami, there was a girl, but there was no Urim V'tumim. And there's a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, Simcha of Aleph, he brings down a Makna and Kedushin. And over there, their Makna's come to explain that Kedushin of Yidalim and Beis, Shitas of Beit HaTam, that Chazaka could only work from Yisrael. You can't have a Chazaka from a Goy. You can't be kind with Kinyan Chazaka from a Goy. And the Makta explains that the reason for this is because the Makar, the Alfusa of Chazaka, comes from the Chazaka that Klai Yisrael made in Eretz Yisrael, and says the Makta that Chazaka Klai Yisrael made in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't trying to be kind of the Karka from Goyim. Because from the Goyim was already Eretz Yisrael Muchsekasi Me'avisenu, it was already Muchsek from Me'avisenu, they didn't need to be kind of from the Goyim. The kinyan they needed to make was one from each other. They had to make a chalukah shutma, they had a kinyan chazaka, and therefore says the Makta, that's the reason why they didn't need to have the din of chazaka could only work from a yid and not from a goy. Because the whole yafusa, the whole makar is only from a yid and not from a goy. So the Beis HaLevi brings that there's a marit in his chedushim on kedushin and daf chav zayin. He also says like the Makta, that it can't be that the kinyan chazaka was from the goyim because Eretz Yisrael mochzakasi. But he speaks out that you can't look like that Makna either. Because the way that they split it up wasn't like the Kinyan Chazaka, it was like the Geirul V'tumim. He brings that the Gemara in Daf Kuf Vav and Beis says that the Tchilas Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was like the Geirul V'tumim. That's how they split it up. And therefore, says the Beis HaLevi that the Makna's Pshat was a very nice Pshat, but Marid himself was already Shailu this Pshat. It can't be that the Kinyan Chazaka was from each other. But says the Beis HaLevi, on the other hand, Marid himself says that it can't be that it was from the Goyim also, but Eretz Yisrael was Mechzekasi. So the Beis HaLevi says, maybe we could answer this, Marid's Taina, be Mekayim, the Divrei HaMakne, Al Pi Ravid, the Ravid in Taf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Ravid in Taf Kuf Yud Zayin says that there was no Goyrol. There was no Goyrol, the Goyrol was only there, was only in between, was only for the Shvatim, wasn't Maskanas HaGamar, the Shvatim, if there was no Goyrol in between, within the Shevet itself. So Mel says to Beis HaLevi, he says, even though there's a shita later on Daf Kufcha Beis, which is the other Ravid, he says, it says not like this, but this shita goes this way. So therefore says the Beis Halevi, I'll pee this Riven and Daf Kuf Yizayin, we can answer the Maritz Taina, the Divrei HaMakne, that the Makor of Chazaka is from the fact that they each shave it within itself split up. The only way they split it up was like they kinyan chazaka, and that kinyan was from Yisrael to Yisrael. And mainly the whole kinyan chazaka was only from Yisrael to Yisrael, not Yisrael to Akum Kedas Rabbeinu. So with Var Avram and Chelik Alf Simon Yud and Ois Yud Beis, he brings down this Beis Halevi, Shar Basari to Beis Halevi. He brings down this Beis Halevi, and he says that he doesn't understand what the Beis Halevi means. That there's another sheet later on. He says that sheet is the same person. It's the Raven, and the Raven was Chayzer. The Raven was Chayzer. It's a nice teretz, but the Raven was Chayzer from that tzad. He brought Pesukim. He says, no, it's sad that there was no Geirul in between the Shvatim themselves. There was a Geirul. There was not only a Geirul between the Shvatim, there was a Geirul. Within each Shevet itself, there was also a Geirul, says the Bar Avram. So we know that there's a Mizrahi and the Goy Ari, the Maisa, that learned that way. They learn not like this. They learn like the Raven of Kuf Yud Zayin. So Akapanim, there is such a Shita. Akapanim, that's the Bar Avram's Kasha, the Beis Alevi, that Minei Ubei, the Raven's Chayzer. What are you bringing me a Raven of Kuf Yud Zayin? But maybe we could be kayim at the Beis Halevi. Dvar Avram himself goes with such a mahalach al pi, to go tell you for Reb Chaim. On that sugyan daf kuf vav. The Reb Chaim also brings a ravid. See, the Gemara over there, the Gemara is bringing a halacha that brings a price to Tanya Reb Yisrael Emer, achat shecholku, kimin she'ol geirul echman kanu kulam. One person takes the geirul, and he zeichon a certain chelek, blibes it kanu kulam, they can't be chayzer. And the Gemara says, my time. What's the reason for this? Amar Ablazar, but Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael, we learn that from Eretz Yisrael. Ma Tchila B'Goyrul. Afkam B'Goyrul, we learn that from Eretz Yisrael. Just like over there, work the girl over here also, could work a girl. So the Gemara asks, Ima Alon B'Kalpi B'Urim B'Tumim. Afkam B'Kalpi B'Urim B'Tumim. That L'Chayro, by Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kalpi B'Urim B'Tumim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ashi, Ba'Hu Anod, the Katsais La'adod, Gam Yumaknu La'adod, since they're all agreeing to go and make a Chaluka. So they have the certain Anod that they're listening to each other. Everyone's listening to each other. Agreeing to each other, so with that Ahu Ano, that's how it works. That's how it's Gamru Makri La Dodi. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shechinim in Perek Beis Halachi Alf, he brings down more or less word for word this Gemara that if you have a Goyrol Halachas, it's Chal Kinyan, and he brings because of the Ahu Ano, he brings the Gemara. And the Ravid writes, Asagas Ravid, the Ravid's Masig, he says, he doesn't like the Rambam. So the Magamishta is ready, Aymid, he doesn't know what the Rambam brought the Gemara, Sachako. What does the Ravid want? What is Lo Nischavru about the Divrei Rambam? So Reb Chaim, on that Rama, is a shtickle Torah, he has different stodim back and forth, but more or less in Maskana, see the whole shtickle side good, he learns that there's two girsas. Rashbam already brings his two girsas. Whether or not Reb Ashi is agreeing to Reb Lazar, or Reb Ashi's Elohim, Reb Ashi's coming to argue that we don't learn out B'chlal from Tchilas Eretz Yisrael or not. There's two ways that I learn. Either that the Gemara came along and the Gemara asked the Kasha, that over there, who said that B'chlal is an Indian of Geirul? Over there, it was a Kalpi Urim Batumim. And therefore, the Gemara is Chayzul Gamri, that Geirul doesn't really work B'chlal. The whole way it works is that you date the Geirul, there's a Ahu Ano. So we're not learning yet from Tchilas Eretz Yisrael B'chlal. The whole Kinyan is working out Zahiyah Ano. Or says Reb Chaim, there's another way how to learn. You can learn like the Gemara, like we have the gear, so it's not an Ella. The Gemara's Kashta says that who said the Geirul works alone? Who said maybe you need also a Kalpi Urim Batumim? And if not, the Geirul works Medina, but maybe you need also a Kalpi Urim Batumim. And on that, Reb Ashi says that we can add in the Ahu Ano. So says Reb Chaim that the Ravid held like the second way, that the Geirul Medina works. Of course, the Geirul Medina works to make a Chalukah. The Geirul's there, it's not a Kinyan. But because he says, because that's what the Gemara means to ask, and who said the Geirul's a Kinyan? Because over there, since it was a Kalpi from Batumim, so it was inspired, this was my Chalik. So all I need is a Maisa Mechalik. I need a Maisa Chalukah, and that a Geirul could do. I should make a regular chalukah shutfim. This is not really my chalik. Why is this my chalik more than your chalik? Who said this should be my chalik? So therefore, even after we have a maisa chalukah, we still need a maisa kinyan that it should be chal, that this should be my chalik and this should be your chalik. You just, the girl could be dina work. Up at the bottom, the Ravid Shita is that the Pshat in the Gemara is that be dina, the girl could work. The Ravid understood from the Lashon HaRambam, says Reb Chaim, that the Rambam's mashman, that the whole thing works like Yahu Ano. The Gemara's chayuz of the Gamri, we don't learn out chal from girl. The Gemara and the Kasha meant to ask, that who said Geirul B'chlal works? Maybe the whole way Geirul works is only B'tzirif Urim B'tumim. B'tzirif HaKalpi Urim B'tumim. That's what the Gemara means. That's how the Ravid had a mashmois in the Rambam. Says the Ravid, no, when it's Chavrut Varav, that the Gemara remains that a Geirul works B'dina to make a Chalukah. The Gemara just had a Kasha, that how does that enough by a regular Chalukah? Bishlein of the Chalukah Saret Yisrael, when it's a Kalpi Urim B'tumim, which is saying that this is your Chalik, and this is your Chalik. So all we need is to make a Chalukah that a Geirul B'dina works. But now the Maisa in a regular Chalukah, so not only do you need a Geirul, you also need a Maisa Kinyan. But a Vad the Geirul works Medina. Says Reb Chaim that this Ravid is going with Shitasa. This Ravid is going with Shitasa, but Safita Ravid and Aras Sugin, Dafkuf Chabez, not every Geirul had a Urim Batumim with it. You can't come along and say that the whole way Geirul only works is with Urim V'Tumim, because we find that there was a Geirul in within the Shevatim himself, which the Raivan holds a Maskana, the Shevatim Iflig, Maskana Sagamara, the Raivan Adaf Kufcha Beis says, there was no Kalpi Urim V'Tumim within the Shevat itself. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, that's why the Raivan's going with Shitasi, the Raivan in Aras Sugya, he holds that there's such a thing as a girl without Urim V'Tumim, and that's what his Diktuk and his Asaga on the Rambam, the Shavu Dvarav of the Rambam is, that the Raivan had a Mashmois in the Rambam, that the girl Medina wasn't doing anything, was just creating the Ahu Anna to make the Kinyan of Ahi Anna. I ain't sure about Ruchas Gadol and the Reb Chaim over there. That's how he comes out Lamaskon. So Fiza, we can be Miyashiv, the Divrei Beis Halevi. So Fiza, we could say that in Echanami, there was a girl even within the Shevet itself, but that girl, like Reb Chaim says, doesn't work. That girl needs something else. That girl needs a Kinyan. There was no Kalpi Urim V'Tumim saying which Chelek goes to which one. And therefore, over there, you would have to have something else, just like the Gemara in Daf Kuf Vav Beis says you need a Bahi Ana. And if you look in the Dvar Avram himself and his Mahalach, he speaks out, there's no Ahi Ana in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Because no one had any agreement in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. It was something Al Pi Dibur that Peir said, Hashem said to be Mechalek Eretz Yisrael. They had to go be Mechalek Eretz Yisrael. There was no one coming to agree. So therefore, there was no Ahu Ana over there. So how did it work over there? Behechuk, there was another Kinyan. Besides the girl, they had to have another Maitse Kinyan. In the Chalukas HaShvatim, that they had a Kalpi Rum Atumim. You don't need a Maitse Kinyan, like Reb Chaim says. But once you're coming to the chalukah within the shevet itself without a kalpi v'matumim, the girl itself is like the Gemara Daf Kuf Vav and Beis says, you need to have something else besides the girl. And therefore, with their, the MS, they had behechrich, a ma'isa kinyan also, and that's the makar maybe where we know that's the beit time that dafka mi'yisrael is that did ma'isa kinyan and not mi'yisrael me'akum. And just a ma'ar makim, there's a Yad Ramah in the first parak of Baba Basra and Ois Kuf Samach Beis, where he also goes similar to Reb Chaim. He das is also like the Raivid, that in between the Shvatim themselves there was a Kalpi Rum Tuvim Mashaikin within the Shevet, within each Shevet there was only a Geirul. And he also goes similar to Reb Chaim's Cheshbin. He Cheshbin to Sugin Daf Kuvav, that there's cases where the Geirul itself works, and there's cases where you need Kalpi Rum Tuvim, there's cases where you need a Ma'isa Kinyan. Ayin Shom in the Yad Ramah doesn't go with the same. He goes with a similar cheshvin like that Reb Chaim goes. Ayin shom. To be kitzer, to be the kasikom, what we just said over, there's a Beis HaLevi that brings down a hamakne that wants to say that the core of Kidyat Chazaka is from the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. And in that, the Dvar Avram asks that L'chayro, there was a Geirul. There was a Geirul. And not only was there a Geirul, there was a Geirul between the Shvat, there was a Geirul, says the Dvar Avram, even within the Shevet itself, the Raivad the Maskana comes out, not like the Beis HaLevi says, there is a Geirul in between each Shevet. So we're just saying, Al-Pidur Reb Chaim, that even when you have a Geirul, it's not enough. A Geirul also might also need a Ma'isa Kinyan. That Geirul is enough, it's only when you have it together, when we have it together with Kalpim and Matum, saying which Chelek belongs to each one. So then the Geirul Medina can make a Chalukah. But if there's no clear Chelek which one's which, then you have to have a Kinyan also Betzir of the Geirul, and that maybe could be the Ma'isa, the Makar of Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Braisa, that Eretz Yisrael, the Asalavi is going to be split up into Yud Gimel Chalakim. And the Gemara further on explains that the 13th Chelek is going to go to the Nasi, which is the Melech HaMashiach. That's he's going to get the 13th Chelek. Besides that, there's 12 other Chalakim, and the Rashbam explains that who are these 12 Chalakim? He says that even though Levi is going to get a Chelek Lasa Lavi, because he brings a Pasuk, the Gemara brings later on, says Shar Levi Echod, Mashmah that Levi also got a Chelek. Says the Rashbam, but Menashe and Ephraim, even though the Chatchila they got two Chalakim, Lasa Lavi they're not going to get two Chalakim, Namel Yitu al Chelek Echod, because they've also Shar Yosef Echod. So Rashbam, the Das Rashbam is that the Asad Lavi and the Chalukas Asad Lavi Levi will get a Chalek, and Menashe and Ephraim won't get two separate Chalak, and they only get one. That's how he learns in the Pasuk, Shar Yosef Echad, Shar Levi Echad. Toises the Rebatzel Idol Chabad also holds like the Rashbam, also says like the Rashbam, that Levi is going to get a Chalek, and Menashe and Ephraim are only going to get one Chalek. The Bishtol Melech, in Hilchah Shmita V'Yevel Perak Yura Lacha Yugibol, he brings a smag. That the Smag also seems to say like the Rashbam, but Taisa says, Asa Lavi, Levi's gonna get a Chelek. Asa Lavi, Levi's gonna get a Chelek. So if you look at the Bechaz Chinuch, if it's a tough Ches, a nice base, the Kovit Shura by us, they both Betaba, how could it be such a thing that Levi should get a Chelek? How could it be Levi get a Chelek? It's a Lav in the Torah. That Levi's Loyal and Achlo, should get a Lav. It's a Loch and Rabbab. It's also for Levi to take a Chelek. It's a Lav. The Torah's not gonna be the Shtar of the Mashiach. So how could it be that Levi Lebais, that Lost Love is going to get a Chelek? And if you look Rabbi Chanan, he's done that maybe the whole lav is only when they don't have a chiddik. Medina, when they get a chiddik, maybe that. He says it's shver to say that the Torah is not going to be nishtana. That's what that diskasha on these rishonim here. So if you look at Rabbi Chaim al Shas, it seems like Rabbi Chaim al Shas says a mahalich. It doesn't say lahedim diskasha, but maybe possibly we'll add to diskasha. He says that the sukkim in Yecheskel that are mavur that geirim lost love to get a chiddik. Bring the pasuk in Parak Beb Zayin pasuk Chavez v'haya tapilu oisa b'dachel lachem ulagirim agor b'seichachem sharlidu bara b'seichachem v'haya lachem ke'ezuch b'dei Yisrael itchem yiplu b'dachel b'seich shifte Yisrael. We'll see further on in the shir. Shame the kapas tamarim is mazbe the reason why. It's the reason why the geirim originally didn't get a chelik. They were only in the skyer after Golos Mitzrayim. They didn't go through the Golos. That's why they didn't get a chelik. But shaking geirim that are the skyer within the Golos while we're in Golos, they're also seichat al chelik. So that's what Reb Chaim brings his pasuk. So says Reb Chaim, it could be that the chalukah lost in love is not a chalukah shutfim. The whole din that Levi can't get a chelik is only when he's coming, but when the chalukah was given out, but Torah shvatim. So then Shevet Levi doesn't have a chelik. Mashekin lost in love is not like that. But Reb Chaim says, but it's fair to say that. But you look in the next pasuk of Gimel, it says, "Bahaya b'Shevet Asher Hager Gar Ita Yisham Titnu Nachlasi No Mashem Alekim." That he's going to get it with the Shevet, and he says, "All the Mashmais Apsukim, all the Apsukim are giving out to Shvatim Chalakim." Nefer Reb Chaim's Chayzer, and he says the Ma'is is pretty clear that the Chaluka Lasav is also Shvatim. So maybe this Kash L'Chayra remained Shver. How could Lamaisa Levi take the Nachal? But if you look. And the Marsha is writing a tam on the Gemara. He says the first pasuk over there in Yecheskel and Seif Yecheskel that Yosef is going to take chavolim. Yosef is going to take chavolim. He's going to take two chalakim. And if you look at the Rishash, is betaba teva gedola. He says that more that Yosef takes two chalakim. And it's a first that Levi is not taking a chelek. Levi that Levi took a chelek. He's just taking it b'tayras. Teres to Ariel Avim, even though it was a little different, they got it around the base of Mikdash, but it's a vor, it was a truma from all the Shvatim, it was also Teres, a giving of Ariel Avim. And you look at Abu De'ar, he's Betama in Simon Ayin Dal, he's Betama in the Rashbam and Taisvis, and he wants to say that the Smag doesn't even mean what he's saying, it's not what the Smag means. And he says that's not the first in the Pesukim, not like that, about Pasha, Ephraim, and Menashe take two chalakim, first a pasuk they take chavolim, and that's how the Targum Yedison says over there that they'll get two chalakim, and that Rashi over there learns like that. The Radak Evelyn says that that's the pshat first that they took two chalakim lasalavi, and it's also very mash. But a Levi didn't get a chelek. If you look, the kvar kodmei chedushei Aran, the chedushei Aran and Arsugi, he's already masing on Rashi on the Rashbam and Teisvis, and he says he assumes like the achroinim. So it's like the Achroinim, he says that beforeish this pasuk of that Yosef took chavolim brings the Targum Yedison, and he says beforeish oyde parasha kshu moed nachas hashvatim that there was a gvul Menashe and there was a gvul Ephraim. So first that each one took its own chelik, and he says that and he speaks out also the chelik of Shevet Levi, and he says it's beforeish that they didn't get a chelik ba'aretz that they can have orim, and it was bechal truma sheyarim chamisha ve'esrim elef oyrech v'roich ve'esrim alafim. First, that's a truma, and therefore he argues on them, and he holds like the achroinim, and he says pashut that of course they got that Ephraim and Menashe got two chalakim, and Levi wasn't neitel chelik. That those are the 12 chalakim, and he says that even though there's a big raya to Rishayim, I'm saying, but Rishayim, the Gemara brings a raya that each one got a special chelik from the fact that it says Shah Ruvain Echad. Right? He say Shah Ruvain Echad, Shah Levi Echad, Shah Yosef Echad. So that the Rishash, that the Rad over here said that what it means, when it says Shah Levi Echad, it just means that they got like a plaque, they got a Shah in Ari Yushalayim to be Zecher in Shevet. And over there, Yosef got one and Levi got one. It wasn't a chilek of Nachala. So the problem with that, to say that, not like Rashbam and Taisis, because the Gemara stalls it through to the Nachala. The Gemara learns that from Shah Ruvain Echad, Shah Yehuda Echad, that each one's gonna get a chelik b'har b'shvei lovet. So first, let's talk about nachala. So says the Ran that it's such a drasha from the yutura, from the extra word of echad. It's not coming b'chlal for this. It's not coming b'chlal to make to that. It's not about it poshet that the lashon shara. It's not a chelik. It's not a chelik yerusha. So this is a starker title chayra on the Rashbam and Taisis that chayra shara. It's not a chelik. It's not a chelik nachal. Yad Ramah seems to be bothered by this kasha. He learns up that seems the chayru of this kavana is that Erech Hanabi Ashar is a gate, but the reason was that there was a gate because each one had a chelik in Yerushalayim. He says, Chutzim ul shvatim getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, each one got his own chelik in Yerushalayim. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says that a ger could be maybe v'kayra. A ger could be maybe v'kayra. So the Magia on the Mishnah Malach over there brings that the Kapis Tamarim and the Maram Chaviv, he says that the reason for the Rambam is because gerim are going to be noitel chelik lasalavay. Like we said before, the Pesukim in Yechaskel, the gerim are going to be noitel chelik lasalavay. So if you look at the Sefer Likutim, brings from the Yad Eser Akasha, he says, Ibn Kain, then Levium also should be Mevi V'kayra. And the Rambam says that the reason why Levium are Mevi V'kayra is only because they took Ari Levium. Why didn't they say? Because they're L'Asid Lavi, they're going to get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, just like Gerim. Say we Gerim are Mevi V'kayra, because they're going to get L'Asid. Who are the Levium are going to get a Chelik L'Asid, like it's a war in Eretz Sugya. And if you look at Igris Moshe, and Arachayim Chelik Beisim Akufi Gimel, he asks the same Kasha, L'Chayra, how can we say that the reason for the Rambam is because Gerim are going to take loss of love, and Levium also going to take loss of love, and still the Rambam's before that you need to come out to a new time because they took Ari Levium. And Ayin B'Yad Esi has another kash, he brings us a free, that's not what it means, that Gerim aren't going to get a chelik loss of love, Ayin Shom. But like upon him, if you look at the Birchas Chinuch also, he says that the Rambam's be'emes mashma, that the Levium didn't get a chelik. It's mashma that they only got Ari Levium, and he's bedayik that the Rambam, The Rambam in Perek Dal Halacha Chesachos Melacha brings that the Melech HaMashiach is going to get a chelek. It's not mashma that anything else is going to switch. It's not mashma that the Levim are going to also get a chelek. And the Moshe and Igris Moshe over there also makes this diak, but they both say it's negative Gemara. It's very nice. We can't. How can the Rambam go negative Gemara? The Gemara's the first. The Levim get a chelek. But if you call anal, hold achrein v'metaman the Rashbam says it's no Gemara. The Ram, the Chiddush Ram says not like that. The Emes Levim didn't get a chelik. I guess the Emes Mashban the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam had to come out to Ari Levim. And in a Chanami, a Ger is got to get a chelik lost to and that's why the Rambam says the Ger could be made v'kayra, like the Tapas Marim says. But it seems like the achreinim assumed from Ar Gemara that Levim get a chelik that we see from the Ram and all achreinim that are metaman, they're shash, and who they are, they're all metaman under Rashbam. There's no such bakar. The time on the Rishonim, that it says Shar Yosef, Shar Levi Echad is not an Indian of Nachala. And therefore it's Yoshev Hatev Shitas HaRambam, Kitas HaRam, that the Levim didn't get a Chelek Nachala.
This shir is on Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah begins, Echad HaBen VeEchad HaBas VeNachla. A Ben and a Bas are equal when it comes to Nachla. Elash HaBen Neitel Pishnayim VeNichse HaAv. The Ben who is a Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim VeNichse HaAv. Vein a Neitel Pishnayim VeNichse HaAim. The Ben who's a Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim VeNichse HaAim. And the Gemara asks, "My Echad HaBen VeEchad HaBas LaNachla." What does the Mishnah mean when it says that a Ben and a Bas are equal for Nachla? Ilema diyarti ki adodi. If the Mishnah means to say that they yarshin equally, Hotnan Ben Kaidim LaBas and Kol Yeyetsu Yerechish HaBen HaKaidim LaBas. A Ben and a Bas do not yarshin equally. The Ben is Kaidim LaBas. If there are sons, a Bas is not Yerish. And the Gemara's first teretz on Reb Nachum by Yitzchak Hochi Koama Echad Aben veEchad Abbas Noitum beRoi Ki beMochzik. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that a Ben and Abbas are equal in this regard, that a Ben and Abbas are both Noitum beRoi Ki beMochzik. When a Ben is Yerush or when a Bas is Yerush, they are both Yerush beRoi Ki beMochzik. And Lechayim Yesh Lahar, what's the Chiddush that a Ben and Abbas are Yerush beRoi Ki beMochzik? What would be the Havamina that a Ben or Abbas are not Yerush beRoi Ki beMochzik? Who should yarshin if not for the Ben HaYerush as Aviv? If not for the Bas HaYereshes and Sevilla, who else should Yarshin B'Roi Kim Mokhsik? When a Ba'achayiv comes to pay the Chayiv, or Yerusha falls to the father from his father, La'acha Misa Sa'av, who should get the Yerusha aside for his children, aside for his Yarshin? What's the Chiddush that a Ben and a Bas are Yerush B'Roi Kim Mokhsik? And a similar question one can ask on the Sefri. The Sefri in Pashas Ki Seit Se Dashins from the Pasuk Vayibayim and Hinchilei as Bonav Es Asher Yeloi. So if the Sefi Esa Shayelo is coming to Marbe that he also Yarshins B'Roi Kim Mokhsik, that the Ben HaPoshet Yarshins B'Roi Kim Mokhsik, and Yeshlohar, what's the Chiddush that a Ben HaPoshet Yarshins B'Roi Kim Mokhsik, that the Ben HaPoshet could Yarshin even something that's ready to come to the father, that the father wasn't Mokhsik in B'Shas Moisai? Who else should Yarshin it aside for the Ben HaYorshai? What's the Chiddush B'Chla that the Ben HaPoshet Yarshins B'Roi Kim Mokhsik? What's the chiddush that the Sefi has to darshan that the Ben HaPoshet yarshin b'roi k'muchzik? From this that we have a miyat by Bechor, that a Bechor does not yarshin b'roi k'muchzik. There's a special miyat the Gemara darshins, that a Bechor is not yarish b'roi k'muchzik. It's mashmana that's dafka by a Bechor, but a Ben HaPoshet does yarshin b'roi k'muchzik. So why is it that the Sefi has to bring another drasha that the Ben HaPoshet yarshin b'roi k'muchzik? The Maharit Dargazi answers this, that the Sufi is darshaning the Ben HaPoshet Yashin's B'roi Ki B'mukhsik, is not coming to tell me the Poshet HaAlocha that a Ben HaPoshet Yashin's B'roi Ki B'mukhsik. The Chiddush of the Sufi is a Chiddush in the Halacha of Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika. Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika, the Gemara brings later on, the Halacha that Amram Yisharoi L'Yoshoi, that he should be Yerush, his dwarf Kayamin. The father has a right to choose one of his sons, to enlarge one of his sons, Chedek, to make one of his sons the only Yerush, Amram Yisharoi L'Yoshoi, that he should Yarshin. In such a case, Dwarf Kayamin. Zok the Sufi is dashing this Adrosha of Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika, dashes from this Pasuk of B'yeman Chili as Bonav, that a father has such a right to say on Misha Roy Liyoshi that he should get the entire Yerusha. Zok the Sufi, this halacha not only applies to a Dover that's already Bala Oilam, where the father is able to be makna, that a person can be makna Dover Bala Oilam, who then he could say on Misha Roy Liyoshi that he should get this B'yerusha. A few on a Dover should lay Bala Oilam, that a person doesn't have a way to be makna this Chayfetz, because Eino the makna Dover Shaloi Bala Oilam. A few lachi, in such a case, it's a Dover Aroy, it's not a Dover Amuchzik, but it's not a Dover Bala Oilam, it's not something he could be makna to his son to a Maisa Kinyan. With the koyach of b'yeman chilias bonov, that if one says amisharoy liyosha that he should yarshin this thing a davar shaloi bol oilam, a davar which is only roy and not muchzik, afiloachi the father such a koyach that we darshin from this drasha of esa shayyaloi, that even on roy kibim muchzik also the father has a right to be manchel to his son amisharoy liyosha dvar v'skayam and afilo a davar shaloi bol oilam. And the emes is this chiddush of the Maharit Dargazi is a machlokes tektzais and the nesivis will be discussed later on in the parak Be'ezus Hashem. If a person has a right according to the halacha of Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika, amavi amisharoi liyoshay, that one son should get the Yerusha as dvarav kayamin, is this dafka on a dava that a person could be makne only on a dava bala oilam, or even on a dava shaloi bala oilam also amisharoi liyoshay that he should get this be Yerusha as dvarav kayamin, if not a maisak no. And I feel on a davar shaloi bol oilam also it's mehani im amar mishavoy liyoshay dvarav is kayamin. But like upon him, the Maharit Dargazi is saying this is good for the chiddush of the Sufi. Rabbi Aaron in Mishnah said, Rabbi Aaron in Yevamis and Simon Yedzayin, his basis mefarish the Sufi differently. So Rabbi Aaron, this that the Sufi is dashing from Esar Shayyeloi, that we're dashing the Ben HaPoshet is Yerush B'Roi Kim HaMuchzik, is telling me a chiddush that Agama would be poshet to us, that as soon as the Baal Chayv pays up, and now it belongs to the father who is Nifter already, in such a case, I've added the Ben HaYerush would get it be Yerusha. Or in a case where the grandfather dies after the father dies, and now it falls to the father be Yerusha la'achamoysa, I've added the Ben that's Yerush this Av gets it be Yerusha. And that would be Pashat, that B'shas it falls from the grandfather, I've added it goes to the Ben HaYerusha. But I would have a half minute that it only goes to the Ben HaYerusha, the Choyv only goes to the Ben HaYerusha, B'shas the Baal Choyv pays it up. La'achapiroin, then now it would have belonged to the father who was already Nifter. In such a case, now the Ben HaYerusha is Eichen it. But I wouldn't know that the Ben who's being Yerush is Yerush Me'achshav Mishas Misas Aviv. He is now gets the Schus to be Geiv the Chayv. I wouldn't know that it belongs to Me'achshav. I think he only gets it from the Shas HaPiroin onwards. The Chiddush of the Sufi is Es HaShayir, like even something that the father doesn't own now. And the father doesn't yet own it. Afiluachi, in such a case, the Ben HaYerusha gets it from Me'achshav. He gets the Schus to be Geiv the Chayv. He is considered now the Bailam on the Chayv. Afilu from Me'achshav. It's not only from Achar Piroin when it becomes Bishus Ha'av, in such a case the Ben HaYerusha gets it Piyarusha, but Afilu Me'achshav also belongs to the son. The son gets it Afilu Koydin the Piroin, he gets the Schus with this Gvias Achayv, this Chayv now belongs to him. He is now the one who the Baal Chayv owes the money to. And Abarim Din Yevamis is Ma'ach to being an Afkamino, whether or not the Kinyan is Me'achshav or the son first gets it La'achaz Man. But Al Kapan Lefi Abarim, we could explain our Gemara. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush of Echad Ben veEchad Abbas is neitel b'nich sayav, and the Gemara is telling me the chiddush is that he's neitel b'roi kibem mochzik. The chiddush is that rather we know that when the Baal Chayv pays up the roi, and now it would have belonged to the father. In such a case, it goes now to the Ben HaYerushai. The chiddush that he's neitel b'roi kibem mochzik, that me'achshav it already belongs, that Echad Ben veEchad Abbas, the Yarshin me'achshav afilu b'roi kibem mochzik, that even from now they own the schus to be given the chayv from the Baal Chayv. I feel koydim it's baler shus ha'av. It's already the yashin the schus that when the money comes to shus ha'av, they should yashin it. That schus comes me'achshav. It's not only lachas man when it would have went to the father. In such a case, they should yashin it. Lechayve yesh tefarish the gemara second malach. What's the chiddush of that a ben haposhet is yerush b'roi kibem mochzik? But first we makdim the gemara and the hemshich. The gemara brings in the third teretz elam me'avashi achikama echad ben bein abonim ve'echad bas bein abonis. In both of these cases, if Amar Yirish kon lechosai dvarav kayamin, what the Mishnah is coming to say in either of these cases, if he says on one of these that are really Yosha, Yirish kon lechosai, in such a case, dvarav kayamin. And the Gemara asks, Kiman, This is a Mishnah that Allah of Rabbi Yechanan Breaker that if he's Amram Mishraeli Yoshai Dvarvis Kayaman, what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Michitemo that we're coming to be Soisim like Rabbi Yechanan Breaker, it's a Stam Vachakach Machlekis. We can't come to be Soisim like Rabbi Yechanan Breaker because it's a Stam Vachakach Machlekis. And the Allah is that a Stam Vachakach Machlekis is in Allah Kistam. In fact, the Gemara's second question, if that would be the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Vecharaben, Vecharabas, Benachlo, then what's the Lashon of Elo? This that the Mishnah is Messiah, Elo Shabbenet, it will be Shnayim, Benichsayav. And the Achreinim ask a Kasha, what's the Gemara's question? Stam Vachakach Machlikis, El Chayre, it's Ein Alochikis Stam. We find many times in Shas, the Mishnah is being Stam Vachakach Machlikis. First the Mishnah is Slaysim, and afterwards it brings a Machlikis about it. So what's the Gemara's question? That it's Stam Vachakach Machlekes, and it can't be that the Mishnah was coming to be Soisim like Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker. And the Rashbam is really nisoyer to the Shaila, the Rashbam and the Vyamaskon Keman Ke Rabbi Yechanan, the Afilu Im Taime Shehabe Yeh Stam Vachakach Machlekes. Even if you tell me we find in the Gemara many times a Stam Vachakach Machlekes, because Betchilo is Ra is Divya Tana, Ahu V'Sosman, first we want to be Soisim like the Tana, to Paskan like the Tana. And afterwards we are chayzer, and therefore afterwards the Mishnah brought the machlekes, and that's why stam v'achach machlekes in halach is kistam. So maybe the Gemara asks the second question. Even if you tell me this question is not so shver, in fact the Gemara void my yellow. But our kapparim the Ashbam is saying that Agami can answer that we find many times in Shas the stam v'achach machlekes. The Gemara is asking for this a second question void my yellow. In fact the Achrin in the Mashal and the Maryam, but what bechlal is the Gemara's question? What was the Gemara asking bechlal that stam v'achach machlekes? We find it many times in Shas the stam v'achach machlekes. What's bothering the Gemara from saying that first the Mishnah was Soisim like Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker, and afterwards the Tana was Chayzer and the Mishnah brought a Machlekes, that's Machlekes to Rabban and Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker. There are three Mahalchim, the Ritvan Asugi explains the Gemara's question that we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker, and the Halacha of Stam Vachar Machlekes, like the Gemara brings is in Halachikas Stam. So the Gemara is asking, how can you tell me the Pshat and our Mishnah is to be Soisim like Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker? In Cain would be a stam vachakach machlekes and ein alochikas stam, and we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker. So it can't be that the Mishnah is coming to tell me achar aben vachar abbas and amar mishroi liyoshay dvavit kayam, and we're coming to be saying like Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker. There's a second mahalach, the mashal is mefarish the Gemara's question that the Gemara is asking stam vachakach machlekes is of the mashal. Whenever we have a stam vachakach machlekes, the Mishnah is usually saying in the lashon that it brings later in the machlekes. It usually brings the same Lashon, it brings the Lashon of the Stam Mishnah to be Soisim like one of the Tanoim in the same Lashon that it brings the Machlekes, and so you should know that it's a Stam Vachakach Machlekes. The Gemara is asking, in our Mishnah, it's Bechlat, the Lashon that the Gemara brings later on Daf Kuf Lamed. Echad Aben Ve'echad Abbas, Panachla is not the Lashon the Gemara brings for the Halacha of Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker. So in fact, the Gemara, it's not Mestav, it should be a Stam Vachakach Machlekes, being that it's a different Lashon, it's not Mestav, the Mishnah is coming to be Soisim the Halacha of Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker. Now, the Mishnah's Kavanah is something else, and that's the Gemara's question. It's a Stam Vachakach Machlekes. In fact, the Gemara is not the same Lashon as the Machlekes later. It's not Mistavah. This is the Kavanah of the Mishnah. The Maryam says, the third Mahalach to Mefarish, what's the Gemara's question of Stam Vachakach Machlekes? And Zok to Maryam, the Lashon of Mishnah is Echad Aben Ve'echad Abbas Benachlo. The Mashmoyis of Mishnah is that we're saying a halacha that's poshed by the Ben. It's Echad Aben ve'Echad Abbas. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Abbas is equal to Aben in the halacha Mishnah is discussing. Not only this halacha, whatever halacha we are discussing, this halacha which we know for sure is true by Aben, not only is true by Aben, but Echad Aben ve'Echad Abbas. But Nachlo, Abbas is equal to Aben in this regard, but again Nachlo. So to Maryam, if the Chiddush of the Mishnah was to tell us to be Soisim like Rabbi Yechanan and Breaker, in Canaan's Talmud Chiddush, Afilo by Aben also. By a ben also, it's machlekes tanom whether or not I'm amar mishroi liyoshay dvarav kayamin or ain dvarav kayamin. So being that it's a chiddush by ben also, the lashon of mishnah wouldn't be echad aben ve'echad abbas panachlo. The lashon of echad aben ve'echad abbas panachlo is mashma that by ben it's pasher and the chiddush is that abbas also the halacha similar to a ben. The male effect the gemara is how can you tell me to stam achakach machlekes and kain ben itself is not pasher? How would the mishnah say echad aben ve'echad abbas panachlo? But I'll go upon him, you see from the Maryam that the Mishnah tell me Echad Aben ve'Echad Abbas Panachlo is come tell me a Chiddush that Abbas is equal to Aben. And whatever we find true by Aben where it's Poshit, this Chiddush is true by Abbas also. And it would come out that the Maskana Saga, the Gemara in the fourth Teretz brings the Halacha of Echad Aben ve'Echad Abbas Ashovim b'nichsei Eim u'b'nichsei Av. That the Mishnah is coming to tell me a Chiddush that Aben and Abbas are equal b'nichsei Eim u'b'nichsei Av. And it comes out the Chiddush is that Abbas is equal to Aben, that Abbas is also Yerish b'nichsei Eim. I would have a half minute that Abbas is not Yerish b'nichsayim. Agam the Torah with Marber that Abbas b'makom that there's no bonim. Abbas is Yerish. I would think that's dafka b'nichsayav. But I'd say b'nichsei eima bas is not yevishas imo that chiddush that a bas is yevishas avias dafka by nichsei av not by nichsei eim. K'mashlo the mishnah echaraben ve'echarabas benachlo that a bas is also yashins b'nichsei eim. V'yishleimu that's also the chiddush of the first tarets of the Gemara. When the Gemara is maschil with echad aben ve'echad abas and neitel b'roi kibem muchzik, and we ask what's the chiddush b'chlal that a ben aposhin is neitel b'roi kibem muchzik? It's yitachon that there is no chiddush on this that a ben is neitel b'roi kibem muchzik. The chiddush is that a bas is equal to a ben, that a bas is also neitel b'roi kibem muchzik. I would have a mino. This that the Torah was mechadish yirusha by a bas, that a bas also yarshin, she has a schus yirusha. I would think it's similar to the schus yirusha of a bechor. Just like the schus yirusha of a bechor, he's not neitel b'roi kibem muchzik. He only takes mashem muchzik la'aviv, but he's not neitel pishnayim b'roi kibem muchzik. I would think who this that a mechadish then yirusha by the bas, he's not neitelus b'roi kibem muchzik. K'mashmul on the mishnah echad aben ve'echad abas is neitel b'roi kibem muchzik. That a bas also has a schus to be yarshin b'roi kibem muchzik. Her schus yirusha is equal to a ben. That b'makim she'ein bonim a bas is a regular yevish just like a ben. The Gemara continues with a braisa toner abonim losis loy pishnayim. That a bechor gets pishnayim of the nechosim. Dr. Breiser, pishnayim ke'echad, atoime pishnayim ke'echad, enel pishnayim b'chol ha'nechosim. Dr. Breiser, when he gets pishnayim, he gets as if he is two brothers. If there are five brothers, he gets as if he is two brothers. He gets as if he gets 2/6 of the nechosim, he gets a third of the nechosim. Dr. Breiser, atoime, he gets a third, enel pishnayim b'chol ha'nechosim. He always gets, no matter how many brothers there are, he gets 2/3 of the nechosim. And the Bryce says, Masak Labisoif with the Joshua from Vahoyabiyam and Chili as Bonner that Atoy Ribso Nachle Itzalachin. The Toy was Marbid and Nachle Itzalachin that the brother should get a larger Chalik and the Bukhar only gets as if he is two brothers and not 2/3 of all the Nechasim. And the Bryce says, Messiah also with the Joshua of Vahoyd from the Bukhar of Reuven that was given over to Yosef. We see the Chalik of Bukhar was as if Yosef is two brothers, not that he gets 2/3 of all the Nechasim, only he got as if he is two brothers. Ephraim and Manasseh, Kiruvim and Shimon Yehuli. The Achrayim ask a kasha from the Anhavmin of the Braisa. The Braisa says Anhavmin that the Bechor is neutral 2/3 of the Nechosim. That's what the Pasuk means when it says Lost his life Pishnayim. In fact, the Achrayim from the Gemara and the Avkuf Chavavam and Beis, the Gemara brings a memory of Avami, Tumtum Shanikav and Imtzazachar, is Eina neutral Pishnayim. A Tumtum that Nikav and Imtzazachar does not take Pishnayim, Vidash from the Pasuk Voya Ben Abachor Lasnia, he has to be a Ben Mishas Avaya. And a tumtum is not a ben mishas avaya. Therefore, if he's a bechor, he is not neitel pishnayim. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is moisev is af ein nidin ben kibben tzayir meira. A tumtum shenukav and imtzazacher is not nidin kibben tzayir meira. The Gemara then brings a third member of Amei Ma'am af ein memayit chelik bechor. In a case where there are three brothers, there's a bechor, a poshet, and there's also a tumtum. The tumtum is not memayit the chelik abechor. The Chedek HaBechorah, when we want to decide how much the Chedek HaBechorah is, we only count as if there are two brothers, there's the Bechor and the Pashat. And therefore the Bechorah would be 1/3 of the Nechasim would go to the Bechor. And now the last 2/3 they divide between the Bechor, the Pashat, and the Tumtum equally. The Tumtum is not Memayit, the Chedek HaBechorah. In fact, the Achreinim, what would be the Joshua that the Gemara is dashing from the Yoldu Leibonim, that this that the Bonim are Memayit and the Chedek HaBechorah is Dafka, if they are Bonim, Mishas Leida. If this is a drasha that tumtum is not memayit the chelik abechayra, if we had to say a bechor is neitel pishnayim bechor anachosim, or bechor always gets 2/3 of all the nachosim, and there's no nafkamin of how many brothers there are. So what does it mean a tumtum is not memayit in the chelik abechayra? That a tumtum does not make the chelik abechayra any less. When we want to calculate the chelik abechayra, we look as if the tumtum is not here bechlal. If the bechor always gets 2/3 from all the nachosim, there's no nafkamin of whether or not a tumtum is memayit the chelik abechayra or not. The Chelek HaBechor is always 2/3 of all the Nechosim, so how would we dash him from Yodul Lebanim at Jei Ben Bishas later that a Tumtum is not Memayit the Chelek HaBechor, the Chelek is no Nafkamina according to the Abmin of the Braisa. The Dvaravomin Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Zayin answers this question, but B'tchila Yech Lachka, what is the Halacha if there's a Ben Yachid who's yashning all the Nechosim? When one has a Ben Yachid yashning all the Nechosim, we look at his entire Yerusha as the Chelek HaPashat, he's yashning all the Nechosim and there is no Chelek HaBechor. Or do we say that even though he's the only one Yashin, being that he's the Bechor, half of his Yerusha we look at the Chelek HaBechor, and half of his Yerusha we look at the Chelek HaPashat. And the Chayyur this Chakira is a Machlekes Achreinim. The Pischei Tshuva in Simen Reish Pei Aleph brings a Machlekes. There was a father who had a Ben and a Bas, and he was makning to the Bas that you should get Chatzi Chelek HaZochar. Nela Achamisa Sahav, the Bas is coming and tiny, she should get 1/3 of the Nechasim. Being that the Ben is really the only Yerush, he's yashning all the Nechosim, so she should get Chatzi Chelek HaZochar, we should make his Chelek as 2/3 of the Nechosim, she should get 1/3. It comes that she is getting chatzi chelek azachar, and that's what the Av meant when he was maknet her chatzi chelek azachar. And this is the sheet of the Shev Yaakov, that the Bas gets 1/3 of the nechasim. We don't see the ben as any chelek abachaya bechlal. His entire chelek is the chelek azachar, and the Bas gets a chatzi chelek azachar. Therefore, the ben gets 2/3, and the Bas gets 1/3. And the Shvus Yaakov is chelek on the sheet of the Shev Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov holds that the ben who's yarshning also it's chetzi chelek b'chayra and it's chetzi chelek apashit. Being that it's chetzi half the nechasim is getting b'toyus chelek b'chayra and half is getting b'toyus chelek apashit. The half that the chelek b'chayra doesn't go into this calculation b'chlal. That's the chelek b'chayra. On the half of the nechasim that he's getting as the chelek apashit, on this half we say he gets 2/3 and she gets 1/3. This she's getting chetzi chelek azachah. She's getting half of what he's getting. Being that half it's the chelek abachayu, we don't look at that as chelek bechlal. That's not part of the chelek azachar. It's only on the second half that's his chelek apashit. On that we divide it up. 2/3 goes to the ben, and 1/3 goes to the bas. The bas receives a much smaller chelek. But al kapanim, it's nechelku achreinim the Shev Yaakov and the Shvus Yaakov. Whether or not when there's a ben yachid yarshening, does the ben yachid yarshen all the nechosim b'tayus ben pashit, and there is no chelek abachayu bechlal? Or do we say it's chetzi chelek abachayu and chetzi is the chelek apashit? Afilo ben yachid also has a chelek abachayu. Zoktid va'arvam, if you had to say that a ben yachid is yashning, there is no chelek abachayu. Yeshleima, what we would say from the Joshua of Yoldu Leibonim, on the side of the Braisa that said that a bachayu gets 2/3 of all the nechosim, so we asked, my nafkamina for this that we say a tumtum is not memait in the chelek abachayu. Zoktid va'arvam, there'd be a nafkamina for a case when there's a ben yachid and a tumtum. If we are to say that a ben yachid does not have a chelek abachayu bechlal, so even though now there's a tumtum, there is another brother, and he's not a ben yachid, being that the tumtum is not a ma'it in the chelek abachayu, and the chelek abachayu does not see bechlal that there's a tumtum who's dividing up to Yerusha also, it comes out mitzad a chelek abachayu, it's really a ben yachid, and a ben yachid doesn't have a chelek abachayu. So that va'arom me'el the halacha will be that there is no chelek abachayu, and now the tumtum and the other brother, the bechor, will divide up the nechasim equally. There will not be any chelek abachayu. The Bechor would get half the Nechasim and the Tumtum would get the other half of the Nechasim. That would be the Chiddush of the Pasuk that Tumtum is Einu Mamayit Chelek HaBechor, would not be coming to enlarge the Chelek HaBechor. The Chiddush of the Pasuk would be that the Tumtum and the Bechor divided up equally, being that the Tumtum is, if we don't see Bechal Tumtum when it comes to calculating the Chelek HaBechor, it comes that he's a Ben Yachar and there is no Chelek HaBechor. So therefore the Tumtum and the Bechor would divide it equally and there would not be Bechal Chelek HaBechor. Zoktid va'arom, a second teretz, afilu im neymu that a ben yachid, there is a chelek abachayra. Then when a ben yachid yashins the nechasim, chetzir is the chelek abachayra, and the chetzir is the chelek apashid, yeshli yashir the kasha, won't be enough kamina to this that the tumtum is not memait the chelek abachayra. Zoktid va'arom would be enough kamina when there's a ben and a tumtum. When there's the ben abachayra and the tumtum, in such a case, if the tumtum would be memait the chelek abachayra, then it would be 2/3 to the ben abachayra and 1/3 to the ben atumtum. But if you have to say that the ben atumtum is not memayit the chelek abachayra, so the chelek abachayra would be half the nechasim, being that afilo a ben yachid u'yashin is chetzei chelek abachayra and chetzei chelek apashet, half the nechasim would be called the chelek abachayra, and the tumtum wouldn't be memayit the chelek abachayra, so that would be a full half of the nechasim. On the second half of the nechasim, now the tumtum and the bachayra would divide it up equally, and it would cover that the ben abachayra would get 3/4 of the nechasim, and the ben atumtum would get 1/4 of the nechasim. If a tumtum would be memayit the chelek abachayra, then the bechor would get 2/3 and the tumtum would get 1/3. Now that the tumtum is not memayit the chelek abachayra, so the chelek abachayra is half the nechasim, and the chelek apashit is the second half, and the chelek apashit that the ben abachayra and the tumtum divide up equally, and it comes out the bechor gets 3/4 and the ben atumtum gets 1/4. The Gedulei Shmuel answers this question of my nafkamina, this that a tumtum is not memayit the chelek abachayra. If we had to say that a bechor always takes 2/3 of the nechasim, Dr. Gedulei Shmuel would be a nafkamina for a safik bechor. By a safik bechor, we look at the bechor as he's a moitzi from the achin, and in such a case, a moitzi mechaveil of a raya, the bechor cannot be moitzi the pishnayim from the other brothers. Dr. Gedulei Shmuel, that would only be a safik bechor, can't be moitzi from the brothers. But by a tumtum, where a tumtum is not memayit the chelek abachayra doesn't see bechlal as an acha tumtum over here. In such a case, the chelek abachayra would not be considered a mitzi from the acha tumtum. And in such a case, afilo a safik bechayra also would be mamon amutu besafik, and the halach would be chalkin. Being that the halach is a tumtum, the chelek abachayra doesn't see bechlal as an acha tumtum over here. It's not considered that the chelek abachayra is being mitzi the pishnayim from the acha tumtum. Is he mighty from the other brothers and not from the achat tumtum? And by an achat tumtum, the halacha would be that it's mamon amutu besafik cholkin. The other brothers would not be considered the muchzik. The achat tumtum is not a muchzik, and neged the bechor, afilo by a safik bechor. There's another mahalach. It believes that Moshe brings such a mahalach, and it's also gebracht in the Achrayim Meshein the Maral Diskin. And first, they have a chadish understanding of what's the havmin of the brisa. The brisa has a havmin that a bechor is neitel 2/3 of all the nechassim. That's losses like pishnayim. And the mechadish, this time we say the bechor is neitel pishnayim from all the nechassim, is not the pshat that 1/3 is his chelik abechorah, 1/3 is his chelik aposher, and the last third all the brothers divide up equally. They explain that if in the case where there are five brothers, so all the other four brothers are dividing up the last third amongst themselves, and each one is getting a quarter of the last third. So they explain that Bechor also, his chelak ha-poshet is 1/12 of the nechassim, just like the other brothers are taking 1/4 of a third, and that's their chelak ha-yerusha. The Bechor also, his chelak ha-poshet is an equal chelak to what the other four brothers are taking. And 1/12 of the nechassim, that would be his chelak of ha-poshet, just like the other brothers are getting 1/12 of the nechassim each. That's his chelak ha-poshet. And anything more than 1/12 that the Bechor takes up until 2/3 of the nechassim, that's all included in the chelak ha-bechor. And we have kaminis, because we know a Bechor is not neitel b'roi kibbe mochzik, or a Bechor doesn't get b'roi kibbe mochzik. So how much of his 2/3 that he's taking is Bechor, and how much is chelak ha-poshet? In the Moshe, we gave 1/12 of the nechassim that he gets, that would be his chelak ha-poshet, and that would be neitel b'roi kibbe mochzik. But in anything more than a 12th up until 2/3, that's the chelak ha-bechor, and he would not be neitel b'roi kibbe mochzik. The mayor they explained it in Afkamin in this halacha that a tumtum is not a ma'at chelak ha-bechor. If there are four brothers and there's an acha tumtum, if a tumtum would be ma'at chelak ha-bechor, we would calculate that there are five brothers. And in such a case that there are five brothers, it would come out that the chelak ha-poshet of the bechor is smaller. It would come out that the chelak ha-poshet of the bechor would be 1/5 of the third. Just like all the other brothers are only taking 1/5 of the third, and that's their chelak ha-yerusha, so too. The Bechor, his chelak ha-poshet is 1/5 of the third. It will be 1/15 of the nechassim will be his chelak ha-poshet, and the rest would be the chelak ha-bechor. But now that we say that when we come to calculate the chelak ha-bechor, tumtum is einim emayit v'chelak ha-bechor, the Bechor doesn't bechlal see that there's an acha tumtum over here. So he only sees four brothers. He sees four brothers dividing up a third. It comes out his chelak ha-poshet is larger. It comes out his chelak ha-poshet is really 1/12 of the nechassim. So he calculates of the 2/3 of the nechassim that he is getting, 1/12 of the nechassim would be the chelak ha-poshet, and the rest would be the chelak ha-bechor, and it would come out that he gets b'roi kibbe mochzik on up until 1/12 of the nechassim, and not up until 1/15, being that the tumtum is ein memayit b'chelak ha-bechor. It comes out that the chelak ha-poshet of the bechor is larger, and his chelak ha-bechor is less, than it would be nafkamina b'negei roi kibbe mochzik, like we explained earlier. Hakoponim is over the Achrenim is Kasha. The Achrenim ask, what's the Havmin of the Braisa? That the Braisa says the Bechor takes 2/3 of all the Nechassim. The Gemara later brings a Joshua, a Tumtum is not Memayit, a Chelak HaBechor. Will be the Nafkamina, a Tumtum is not Memayit, a Chelak HaBechor. If anyways, the Bechor always gets 2/3 of all the Nechassim. And we said over 4 Terutzim, we said over the Chakira, the Dvar Ram brings a Chakira, whether or not a Ben Yachid is Neutral everything but Torah is Chelak HaPosh, or he gets Chetzi of his Yerushas Bechelak HaBechor, and Chetzi is Bechelak HaPosh. It's a machlekes, the Pesach Chuvin, some Eish Payalef brings a machlekes of a Av who was magnet to his Bita, Chatzi Chelek HaZachar, and all he left over was a Ben and a Bas. And the Bas was standing, she should get 1/3 of the Nechassim, which is Chatzi Chelek HaZachar, and the Ben is standing, he has a Chelek HaBechor, he has a Chelek HaBechor, and Chatzi the Nechassim, and a Chelek HaPoshin, and Chatzi the Nechassim, and only on the second half of the Chelek HaPoshin, and that the Bas we enter Chatzi Chelek HaZachar, and his Halach is a machlekes, Achreinim, and the Chayyim Nechelku, whether not a Ben Yachid is neitel akol b'toyves yerushas pashet, or he takes chetzer b'chelek as a yerushas ha-bechayra and chetzer b'toyves yerushas ha-pashet. Zokta d'varavom, if you have to say that the Ben Yachid takes everything b'toyves yerushas ha-pashet, is an afkamin and a tumtum is not a ma'it a-chelek ha-bechayra. If there's one ach, there's a bechor and a tumtum. In such a case, being that the bechor doesn't see the tumtum b'chla, would have a lach of Ben Yachid, there would be no chelek ha-bechayra, and each one will get half, the bechor gets half, and the tumtum gets half. But shekin, if a tumtum would be ma'at b'chelek ha-bechor, then the bechor would get 2/3 and a tumtum would get 1/3. The second time you said over from the Dvar Avram, if you had to say a Ben Yachid is neitel chetzeh b'chelek ha-bechor and chetzeh b'chelek ha-poshet, if the bechor doesn't see b'chal, there's a tumtum over here. If there's one brother and a tumtum, in such a case his chelek ha-bechor is half and his chelek ha-poshet is half. So his chelek ha-bechor would be half to nechas and wouldn't see the tumtum, and his chelek ha-poshet would divide with the tumtum, he would get 1/4 and the tumtum would get 1/4. If a tumtum is in the ma'at the chelak ha-bechor, then the bechor would get 2/3 and the tumtum would get 1/3. The third tarot we said over from the Gedulei Shmuel, he answers an afkamina b'negei a safek bechor. In the case of a safek bechor, the bechor is considered a mitzi from the brothers. but it's only the other brothers, Mashekin a Tumtum, where Bechor Bechlal doesn't see there's an Acha Tumtum over here. In such a case, he's not considered a Maitzi from the Tumtum. And by a Safik Bechor, and he's Besafik with the Tumtum, in such a case, it would be Maman Amut Besafik, and Allah would be Cholkin. We wouldn't say a Maitzi Mechaveh all over Raya, that the Bechor is a Maitzi from the brothers. And the fourth Teretz, we said over, the Achreinim being B'shem the Maral Diskin, and it's also brought such a Teretz in Reblazer Moshe, the Mefarish first, what is this Allah that a Bechor is made to 2/3 of all the Nechasim? They explain it's not the pshat that it's 1/3 is the chelik ha-bechayvah, 1/3 is the chelik ha-pashit, and the last third all the brothers divide up amongst themselves. Only if there are four brothers asides for the bechor, the four brothers are dividing up the last third amongst themselves, each one gets a 12th of the nechasim, the chelik ha-pashit of the bechor is 1/12. And the rest of that he's taking of the 2/3, that's his chelik ha-bechayvah, and afkamina b'gei roi kirim uchsik. The mail is an afkamina to this that a tumtum is an enim amayit the chelik ha-bechayvah, if there are four brothers plus a tumtum, then we say the chelik ha-pashit of the Bechor only reckons with the four brothers and doesn't reckon with the tumtum. And therefore, if there are four brothers and each one is getting a 12th of the nechasim, if not for the tumtum, and now with the tumtum, each one's getting a 15th of the nechasim, 1/5 of this third, being that the chelik ha-bechor doesn't see Bechor the tumtum over here, so the 1/12 of the nechasim that the Bechor takes would be considered his chelik ha-pashit, and the rest would be his chelik ha-bechor. And in such a case, only anything more than a 12th of the nechasim, he would not be neitel b'roi kirim muchzik, but up until a 12th, that would be his chelik ha-pashit, and he would neitel afilu roi, just like he takes on muchzik also. The Gemara brings from Yosef that we see from there that the chelik ha-bechor is pishtayim ke'echod, and the Gemara says, because from Yosef we find that Yaakov gave him the chelik ha-bechor, v'ani nesati l'cho shechem echod ala achecho, asher lokachtim yad emoyi b'charbi u'b'kashti. In fact, the Gemara v'chi b'charbi u'b'kashti lokach, but in Pasuk Shtei, Ki Loi B'kashti Evtoch V'charbo L'Yisai Shieni. So the Gemara, what Yaakov Avinu mean when he says B'charbo Y'V'kashtoi El Charbo Y'Zu Tfilo V'kashti Y'Zu Bakosha. When Yaakov Avinu said that he was Lokach Mi'adamoy B'charbo Y'V'kashti, Charbo is Tfilo and Kashti is Bakosha. And the Gemara is not Mefarish, what's the chiluk between Tfilo and Bakosha? What's the chiluk between Charbo Y'Zu Tfilo and Kashti Y'Zu Bakosha? Yes, you do have the Meshech Chochma and the Biskirovim Pashas Vayechi explain the chiluk between a cherev and a keshes. A cherev is a parzel, it's a dover mazik by itself. It does not need so much to koyach ha'odom in order for the cherev to be mazik. It's a dover mazik on its own. It has egin the koyach to be mazik. If a person puts a cherev onto somebody else, it itself is mazik. It itself cuts and damages the other person. Mashekin a keshes, the koyach of a keshes to mazik somebody else is with this that the person sets it up and pulls it back. From the arrow, he sends the bow. It's the koyach ha'odin that's sending the bow, sending the arrow out that allows the arrow to be mazik. There's a chilk in a cherev and a keshes. The cherev is mazik by itself. Mashaykin the keshes, it's dafku with the koyach ha'odin who's throwing the arrow. In such a case, the keshes has a koyach to be mazik. Zokte mashachach, when that's the chilk, becharbizu tfilah, the takonas at tfilah akavua, the tfilah shmoine esri, the takonah from anchiknas agdela, the seder at tfilah akavuim. The chiyuvim that a person is mechayiv to be mispal, and in such a case, in those tefillas, the kavon is not me'akev. If one is mechavim by obvious, it's enough, and it's not me'akev. The tefilla itself could be mehani afilu without kavon. Such a tefilla is mehani; it's neskabel afilu without kavon. And that's doimit to a cherev. It's the koyach to be mazik without the koyach ha'odom. So to a tefilla, from the seder akavua shetiknu anchek nesak doilu, it has the koyach to be neskabel afilu with the kavon mu'etes, afilu with the kavon by obvious. Mashenkein bekashti zu bakasha. It's a bakasha, a personal bakasha. A person's being mevakish. A bakasha miyuchedes a tefillah. A person's being mechadish b'soich tefillosoi. In such a case, it's dafka b'soich with kavana. Such a tefillah is niskabel. A tefillah that the person himself is being mechadish is daimed to a keshes and needs the koyach ha'odim in order to be niskabel. And therefore, Yaakovino is saying becharbi zu tefillah. That's like daimed to a cher, which is mazik on its own. Or bekashti zu bakasha. That's daimed to a keshes which needs the koyach ha'odim. So too, this bakosh, it's only with the kavana that a person mechav in such a tefillah is neskabel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.